Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in theaters or streaming. Turning a theme park ride into a movie worked box office wonders for Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean. The Mouse House employs the same template with Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise stars Emily Blunt and Dwayne Johnson, a duo with surprising PG-rated chemistry. This story takes place in the Amazon jungle. Pants and Skippy, the main characters, are in search of a tree that cures diseases. This is a real Disney extravaganza with snappy dialogue, exotic characters, and dangers galore. Oh, and real pink dolphins. Only place you can find them is in the Amazon River.
The movie mixes in a lot of elements from other movies like The African Queen, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Romancing the Stone, and most obviously, Pirates of the Caribbean.
It's one adventure after another, from pythons to headhunters and snake-infested conquistadors with 400-year-old curses.
I was impressed by the charm and spunk that the stars brought to their roles, but Susan, it's just too bad that their efforts are wasted on such a hokey script. There's a torrent of Disney visual magic on display in this tongue-in-cheek comic adventure, but the efforts are mostly uninspired.
Russ, I bet this Jungle Cruise will be a new ride in Disneyland.
Well, they may well reconfigure the classic Jungle Cruise ride the way they did with the Pirates of the Caribbean ride after that movie's success, but here's what concerns me. There are seven movies in the planning stages based on rides at Disneyland and Disney World. Jungle Cruise is a pleasantly forgettable voyage. I just pray there won't be an It's a Small World movie. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.